Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, great. Joe Cocker bringing us back. It's Hitchcock Railway. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico. Cliff is the purveyor of the website SucceedingInYourBusiness.com. All the books. He's got, how many eBay books you got out, Cliff? Four or five?
Well, I got about four of those. Yeah. I got 15 books in print. Some are for lawyers, you know, and the most of them though are for normal people.
Regular folks.
And pretty good stuff. I'm working on a couple of new ones right now.
I'm looking forward to one of them in particular, which I won't mention right now. But anyway, let's
talk about it because it ties in beautifully with the third thing my dad talked about, which is doing things that bring you an education.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta keep your brain active. The other thing my dad told me when he retired from banking, a little too soon. He was part of a merger. He got pushed out as part mm-hmm. of a merger. But he said, the thing is to keep your mind and your body active. That is the key to retirement. Whatever it is you do with that time of your life, you got to do it. But that's just true of anybody at any
mm-hmm.
age. I know a lot of people my age, boomer geezers, who have stopped learning, and they've turned into infants. It's really incredible.
Well, they're regressing. I've seen this too.
Yeah.
And the Roman statesman Cato was learning Greek at age 85, and someone said, "Why are you doing this? You're 85 years old." He said, "It's the youngest age I have."
Yep, that's right. Or Oliver Wendell Holmes, the famous Supreme Court justice. He lived to like 97 years old or so, and he was on the court until he was like 92, which back then was ancient. And one of his clerks said, "Mr. Judge Holmes, they saw him reading a book or something. They said, why are you doing that?" And he said, "Improving my mind." At 92, that's how it is in life.
Yeah.
But learn new skills instead of being overwhelmed by technology. Try to learn it. My big thing, which you kind of know, is I'm trying to learn as much as I can about crowdfunding.
Right.
And and Bitcoin and all this stuff. I'm not saying I'm an advocate for it or anything like that, but I want to know more about it. I want to try to be the first one to say, okay, mm-hmm. this is where this thing is going to go, and I should write a column about it, whatever. But I've got clients now that are doing campaigns on Indiegogo, not so much on Kickstarter, but on Indiegogo, and I want to know what those things are all about. So I'm mm-hmm. looking at campaigns, I'm seeing how they're put together, I'm reading their terms and conditions.
One of the things I'd like to encourage people, especially the younger generation, that as you get information, as you get education, I really would like for you to start differentiating between content and context.
Mm-hmm.
We're all getting fire hosed with content.
Yeah.
But if without context, it's just words in an encyclopedia,
right?
Words in a Wikipedia page, right? But try to find the context for content, and to me, we should all slow down a little bit, and maybe take in a little less content. But spend a little more, as you said earlier, find the right stuff, the stuff that you want, but then try to focus on what's the context of this information.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that's a good comment too. And what should you be studying? There is no bad stuff to study. I tell young people that the best thing you can study is human nature. However you do it, there's a different mm-hmm. there are different ways to do it. You can do it through psychology, you can do it through philosophy, you can do it by reading, scripture and other religious writings, but understand what makes human beings tick. Why do they behave the way they do? That is probably the best lesson, especially if you're on the marketing side or the sales side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole career really depends on knowing how people do things and why they do things. Why do customers behave the way they do? Why do they sometimes lie to you? They say they're going to do something, but they don't.
One thing that seems to have fallen on disfavor over the last few years is professional salesmanship.
Mm, true.
And I'll tell you something: you cannot be a professional salesperson today if you don't understand human nature.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got to be able to do that.
You got to be
so
able
Cliff,
to do
last,
that.
Last thing: your dad taught you said to do things. Whatever you're going to do, do them for one of three reasons: to bring you money, make connections, get something to educate you. And the last thing was, it's got
to
bring you joy.
Because it's fun to do. I mean, you got to do things that are fun. And that was really his lesson for me. You know, I was an 80-year-old kid. You know, I was, 18, 19 years old, but I was, I was running around like a 50-year-old. And he said, that's not really appropriate. There are things you do at age 18 that you can't do when you're age 50. And boy, have I learned that lesson the hard way sometimes. But that's the thing, if you don't do things that are fun, they're crazy. Just make sure they're legal. That's my
make
only.
Sure, take the time to have fun. Find some joy in your life. Hey, Cliff, give us a website quickly one more time.
SucceedingInYourBusiness.com, and remember, does it spark joy? If it doesn't spark joy, don't do it.
I like it. Hey, Cliff, happy birthday, buddy.
You too, buddy. Thanks, Mike.
Come back soon.
You sure will.
Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.